rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. Damn, time flies.
When you're having fun and
a lot of fun.
Cheese curds and
lot
seeing
of fun.
Fine U.S. senatorial candy. It's like Alex Lazary. I see he's got the baby in his arms.
Oh, just adorable. Yes.
I know. Cute little baby. She seems quite happy. He also has the New York Times in tow. So, you know, I guess he's getting famous, Dom.
Getting famous, sir, after coming on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That'll help. You can be famous as well. Give us a call. Last segment, 844-967-2789.
And we're giving away free radios down here.
Yeah, Mona just picked
stickers.
One up.
Man,
seeing some old friends, happy that the band is back together again.
I said lots of giveaway stuff, but don't touch the cheese curds, man. They're all crudies.
You might lose a finger.
I'm not even sharing with you, dude.
I only had one, man. 844-967-2789. Have some callers being patient. Let's get to them. John from L.A., you are next. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, did that CJ ever tell you whether he was allowed to get married?
They're not. We just presume from his obstruction and failure to answer, we put him down for a no.
Well, when I think of these wedge issues, all I think, I mean, that they're all just to divert attention. And I call them the homophobe wedge. I call it the fetus-hugging wedge. And I call it the musket militia wedge. enough said. No more wasted time. The Republicans are just doing this to get us all worked up and to not vote them out. We need to just find somebody who will codify these things and get it all done and elect somebody to get Clarence Thomas impeached and maybe even annul the Kavanaugh frat boy and Gorsuch mama's boy from the Supreme Court. We don't have to rebalance it.
Leave the monikers to me, John. I'll drop the hammer on the monikers, man.
Well, John, but isn't
there's some other people who are willing to carry some weight, mister.
Well, all right, John.
John, those Republicans, they're not rallying, you know, the left up. I mean, they're certainly trying to troll us, but what they're certainly also doing is trying to keep their base motivated. And their base is, you know, fracturing right now, John. We're going to see the J6 hearing tonight. You got Republicans that are concerned, rightfully so, and some that are, you know, part of the cult, they'll never give it up. But do you think this is going to move the needle? We know what the Republicans' effort is doing to agitate and keep them engaged, but do you think they're going to be able to do it?
What, the hearings tonight?
No, that the Republicans will continue to try to agitate the base to have them turn out in full, in mass, not broken, in this next election.
Enough time has gone where all these wedge issues aren't going to work. They're not going to work. They're not going to agitate enough. It's getting tiresome.
Yeah, it's getting to be the same bitch over and over again, John. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, John, just for clarity's sake, you said others can carry the heavy weight, but you mean present company excluded, right?
That sounds like work to me.
Yeah, that's not so much Dom's category. He tries to avoid the manual labor, let's just say.
Ever since working on the dairy farm as a kid on my neighbor's farm, I never wanted to work that hard again.
And man, I'm taking you by the bullpen after this. We got some milking to do.
not the bullpen, we don't.
I know what I'm saying.
844-967-2789. That's for the rookies. Hey, Pizza Box, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm grilling some Reubens before they grill the Krauts tonight.
Buddy, I had some Reuben for lunch. Rochester's here in Waukesha. Awesome Reuben. Yeah. I recommend the Reuben.
I recommend the ones I make at home, too. Slow cooked, roasted in the oven. Hey, speaking of roasted in the oven, CJ, you believe in the sanctimony of marriage. 2,000 years has been defined, yet you're divorced and living. What do they call that one? What is it, adultery? But you're okay with
living
that
in sin?
I mean, I'm okay with
living in sin? Is that what's happening?
Okay. Yeah, you know, some people get married a second time, and we hope that it works out for them. But, you know, the first one is clearly defined. 2,000 years of sanctimonious dumbasses.
Well, you know, it's not surprising. I'm not clear that, you know, divorce was allowed, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Maybe he stoned the first wife.
Right? I mean, things have certainly changed. But it's funny how, and I assume this is a religious connotation from CJ, it's funny how the right and lots of Republicans will refer back to, you know, some good old days in their version of history or in their version of their mythology or their Bible or whatever the case may be. But, that, you know, these aren't those days, Pizza Box Mike. These are the new days, and if we know that the old ways were not right, they were not proper, they did not provide for equality of everyone, inclusivity of everyone, but that's why we try to go against that. That's why we built up, you know, this country and the government as flawed as we are to try to continue to make it better for the general welfare, Pizza Box. But some people just want to live in what they think was their past, and it wasn't.
Hey, a simpler version would be they're just a bunch of damn hypocrites. What do you think of that?
I think you very articulately stated my opinion.
I think he stole that line from Matt Flynn.
844-967-2789.
Wait, I've been messaged.
All right, go ahead.
Yesterday, towards the end of the show, I pointed out one of our fair listeners made a very brave offer, a fundraising appeal offer to fight CJ. And now I've got a second message from our friend Brian, who is listening along. Apparently, we're here at the Waukesha County Fair. But he said, here it is. CJ versus Bryant, the fight for the facts. And then our friend Bryant says, make this happen, and I assume I won't get arrested for beating up a white guy. And then he says, you and Dom are some of the good ones, but this effer sets me off. And then one more plea for charity, for the children.
Of course, of course.
It's for the children.
It's for the children.
CJ, I think you should take him up, but, you know, he's sort of a tall sort, this CJ.
You know,
probably got a long reach. And I got to think, the lack of sex probably makes him bitter. So he's probably got some pent-up anger.
Yeah, but, you know.
Most of the incels do.
Lack of stamina. You know, if you can withstand 30 seconds, you can take them.
Are you talking about your sex life again, Sylvia? I want to thank all the fine guests that joined us here at the Waukesha County Fair. First and foremost, thank you to the Waukesha County Dems for inviting us.
Woot, woot.
Maybe if the Republicans said something, we would have had some of their guests.
No, they got a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump. I'm going to go insult them in a minute.
Oh, let's do that next.
Uh-huh.
Want to thank Jillian Bettino, Dr. Bettino. Want to thank Sarah Rodriguez, Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate. And want to thank Alex Lazary. And baby Lazary and the Lazary entourage, they're following them around at the Waukesha County Fair. Now, we're going to wrap things up from here. We're going to do grievances on Friday. But I encourage you all to stick around Native Roots Radio. And then, perhaps more importantly, live J6 hearing coverage begins 7 o'clock. Keep it locked right here. Devil Radio. And most importantly, the Shaw 101 FM and 540 AM. It's the Beast of the East.